What have you been up to, man?
Oh, I've just been cooking chili, been studying the bears, just been being Dickman.
Well, you've had quite a weekend, sir.
Oh, it was a fabulous weekend. Fabulous weekend. Yes, indeed.
You started with a pig roast on Friday. Now, tell us about that.
Well, we started with picking up the pig on Thursday.
Ah. Where does one pick up a pig, Lou?
What was that?
Where does one pick up a pig?
At a bakery.
A bakery. That makes sense.
Yes.
Now, do you go with your greased hands and try to catch it?
No. No, it was already caught.
All right.
It was already caught.
It's caught and dressed, Lou?
Caught and dressed.
All right.
And it was a nice dress. It was a little hula dress.
There you go.
A hula.
Hulo.
Oh, it was for a pig, so it was an oink oink.
I see, Lou. You're really hitting those big points. Now, this was for a friend of yours getting married, right?
It was also a friend of yours.
Well, yes, I know.
It would be the brains behind the collaboration of that famous rock band, the Love Dictators.
Ah, very good. All right.
Yes.
And he had a Wrigley Field wedding. Is that correct?
He did. Yes, he did.
Wow.
Right outside of Wrigley, right under the marquee, and then over at Bernie's for the reception.
Now, what encompasses a Cub wedding, Lou? What set the scene for us, sir?
Basically, a bunch of people that don't know baseball get together and drink a mediocre beer. They all have a bunch of fun, and then they go and have some tube sausage between white bread.
Lou, it doesn't get any better than that, I think.
No, it doesn't, and you know what? It didn't get any better than that.
That's great. Now,
so it was outstanding.
That is wild, man. I don't think I've ever... Well, I've never participated. I've seen thousands of weddings there, but never participated, so...
Ah.
Very nice.
Yes. And so this week, we've got the Bears playing the Detroit Lions.
That's right, Lou.
I'm sorry, but we don't have Bang and Henry Milton there.
That's right.
I think they'll be able to step up. I'm very happy with what Mr. Tressman and the new GM have been doing.
Yeah.
They're going to be 4-0 after today.
That's right. And that's what you predicted, Lou.
Yes, I did.
You and Guido perfect through the season so far.
Okay.
All right. So let's go over your picks. Last week, well, you're now 6-7 because you split last week. So you're still one below 500, which isn't too bad for Lou.
You know what?
You picked Washington over the Lions. That didn't pan out for you. You picked Houston over the Ravens. That did not pan out. But you did pick the Seattle over the Jaguars, and you picked that Monday night game pretty easily. So let's go with this week, Lou. Pittsburgh versus Minnesota, Lou. The battle of the no-win teams. Which one they're going to take it?
Pittsburgh.
The Dallas Cowgirls versus the San Diego.
San Diego.
The Patriots at Atlanta, Lou.
Atlanta.
Wow, he's picking the home teams there. Monday night game, Miami at New Orleans. Two unbeatens, Lou.
New Orleans.
All right. Now, in all this... This pig picking up, going and wedding and all that stuff. Did you get time to do a sandwich review, Lou? A no forks review.
My no forks review is actually a little breakfast joint.
All right, let's hear about it.
It's called Tim's.
Tim's, ding, 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 ding.
Right across from the old Chicago Wrecking.
The old Chicago Wrecking.
Chicago.
Lou, you're fading out there. Get your mouth to the phone.
What?
You're fading out a bit there, Lou. Get your mouth to the phone. Are we losing?
It's an outstanding choice.
There we go. There we go. Okay.
And I give it 3.5 forks.
Where is the joint?
I just told you.
By Chicago Wrecking, but where is Chicago Wrecking?
Oh, it's down Chicago Avenue, past Ashburn, past Damon.
All right.
Around that area.
All right, you can look it up on the internets.
Yeah, exactly.
So what did you have there that was so sensational?
Well, it wasn't sensational. They're only getting 3.5 spills. I had the, it was the ambiance. It was an old-fashioned diner. It was a bottomless cup of coffee. It was the cook right in front of you, flipping the eggs and doing everything.
So this isn't much of a sandwich, but a restaurant review. Lou, you're losing the thread of your own segment.
Hey, who are you to judge?
Okay, so what'd you have? Like 2 eggs over easy?
So I'm not going to tell you now. Have an outstanding weekend.
Wait a minute. You don't. You
got to
get your question of the week. You got to get your question of the week.
Okay, what is it?
What will you be doing, Lou, when pigs fly?
I need a big umbrella. Talk to you later.
Go Bears!
This is the Commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week like that. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Pig Dressing Service. When you need to put lipstick on a pig, see Lou at the Blue Frog, 676 North LaSalle in Chicago. Tell him, Lou, lipstick's you.